What did you call the fence? I think you mentioned it before, that would go in and out like this. Made out of wood.
Yeah. So they call that patch in French. I don't know how you could call that in English.
They call it what?
Patch. Patch.
And?
Okay. So many like that. My daddy used to have fence like that.
A fence, a wall made out of loose stone or rock, you'd call it?
Well, we don't have rock here to know nothing about. They just use gravel to make road.
And something that you could carry water in would be called a...
A jug?
And what people would milk in would be a...
A pail.
What else besides a pail? Is there another name for pail?
Some, no, I don't believe.
What about bucket?
Bucket or pail. Bucket.
What's the difference?
It's, well, those buckets, those pail was exactly for milk. They're thin and they make better.
Uh-huh.
The bucket is a something to work outside, bring water, something heavy. And the other pail is exactly for milk. They use that for milk.
What's a bucket made out of?
It's kind of heavy. Zinc, something like that. Or it's zinc.
And the thing you carry food to the pigs in, you can call the
bucket.
What kind of bucket?
The same kind.
Would you call it a slop bucket or swill bucket? Or?
We used to pick slop, and we have an old bucket just for the slop.
Uh-huh. And what would you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
And the thing, if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a...
A vase, we call that the pot fleur in French.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody a...
Each a napkin,
and
knife and fork,
and
a spoon.
And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out steak for people to cut their meat.
Yeah.
Put out steak.
Mm. I cook my steak and I cut it in the pot after.
Uh-huh.
When I put it out in a platter.
And if there were three people at the table, you'd put out three forks and three spoons?
Yeah.
And three
glasses.
And to cut, you'd put out three?
Yeah, he used a knife that's on his plate. I put a knife on each plate, you know.
Uh-huh.
So they cut it small.
So if there were three plates, then there would be three spoons?
Yeah. Three of each.
Yeah, three spoons and three forks and
three knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you say, "Well, I have to go."
Je vais laver la vaisselle. I have to go wash some dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, and to get the suds off, she
rinse it and wipe it with a rag.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes.
What kind of rag?
Yeah.
Well, now mostly I get some old towel to wash it. Then I hardly wash any dishes now.
What do you call that piece of towel that you use?
Lavette, we call that.
Or in English?
Yeah. Tablecloth.
Uh-huh.
Dishwasher.
Huh?
Dishwash cloth.
And to dry the dishes, you'd have a...
The same thing. A dry dish, a towel,
and
dishes,
to bathe, huh?
Dishes cloth,
and to bathe your face with, you'd have a
wash rag,
and to dry yourself,
take out that a towel or a Kleenex to wipe your face after you put some cleansing.